call to order. Opening statement. Pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10, notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Balderman? Mrs. Bissau?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Here.
Mr. Patani?
Here.
Mrs. Herbert? Mr. Hobiter? Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Lopretto?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino? Mrs. Pollock?
Here.
Mr. Serino? Mr. Vitale?
Here.
Julia McGarry? Lily Burke? Joy Nolan? We have quorum.
Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with community. Oftentimes, it may appear to the members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of the whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to ensure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes as specified in item 7 of the agenda? Mr. Lopretto, Mr. Johnson?
Mrs. Bissau?
Abstain.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Lopretto?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Abstain.
Carried.
And we'll now move to the presentations.
Okay. Shall we go to the podium?
Welcome. I want to thank the Board of Education, as usual, for allowing me the opportunity to start our meeting off by focusing on student achievement and academic excellence, as well as athletic excellence. To that point, there's a couple people I would like to thank tonight before we start our meeting. I received a real nice email from the high school, which focused on a parent group that had gotten together to raise some money for the senior prom. Some $1,700, we focused on a balloon wall, and some other decorations, which I just thought was the epitome of a philanthropic spirit. That's alive and well here at Manasquan, from foundations to, you guys all chuckling, I think this is super. And I really want to thank Tricia Brown for organizing that with the parent group. And I'd like to thank your mom as well, Brian, for again getting involved, because you're going to be doing centerpieces. And the senior prom and the junior prom, they're focuses for students at the end of the year. They're things that they really look forward to as they come to closure. And they're big things in children's lives. And to see that you both focused on that and wanted to make it extra special is important. So thank you for that. Also, I take great pleasure tonight to introduce to everyone who's here our new Director of Special Services. Now, we had 42 applicants, we had a very deep pool, we had 3 different rounds of interviews, and out of that pool emerged a quality educator with 23 years of experience from Long Branch School District, And I want to introduce her to the board and to you right now. This is Jennifer Stefan. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to begin this journey in this beautiful town.
And hopefully she'll be with us as of July 1st.
Yes.
So I wanted to make sure everybody saw her tonight, and she was introduced. So Jennifer, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Now, it's always thrilling to me to introduce our students of the month, because I think so highly of our students here in regards to their accomplishments, to see those that actually rise to the top every month because of their academic achievements and also their community involvement. And they serve as role models for us. We all need role models to follow, and especially our younger students, to aspire to be like those students we present every month. So with that, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to recognize, as the Senior Student of the Month, Ginger Brown, which has a great picture of her. Thanking you, I'm going to read when this picture comes up, but I'd like to know why you picked Mr. Moore, who I think is awesome.
Yes. Although it was very hard, I picked Mr. Moore because, like, we've been working on the school paper for the past 3 years together, and he always, like, meets the deadlines when, like, I make him, you know? So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, he's very patient and very yes. focused on journalist skills.
Yes. Very funny, and always makes a fun time in the classroom.
Yeah, he has a pretty good sense of humor. Yeah. I would agree with that. With that, Ginger Brown. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan High School's Junior Student of the Month, Christian Jose. Christian?
Their slide and I tweeted out. Principal's work. Perfect.
Would you rather have your picture or this picture? Your choice.
Oh, I tweeted that one out.
Okay.
And I wrote, no, check school photos before.
Okay. All right. In recent years, researchers have discovered something that may seem obvious, but for many reasons was overlooked or denied. What really makes a difference, what matters more than the class size of the textbook, the teaching method or the technology, or even the curriculum, is the quality of the teacher. With that, Manasquan Board of Education, let's congratulate our high school teacher of the month, Jamie Moore. He's been blue and gray advisor since 2002. He was selected by Ginger Brown. Now, he couldn't be with us tonight because he had a previous engagement. That was a family matter. But he did give you something to read. It's an honor to be selected by Ginger as teacher of the month. I've worked closely with her on the blue and gray the past 3 years, and Ginger is talented, motivated, and responsible. All the right qualities of an outstanding leader, which she has been since the very beginning. Thanks, Ginger. Mr. Moore.
She's just very dedicated to her work, and she makes it easy to learn a very complicated subject.
Wow. There's nothing that you can say about a teacher that doesn't bring home more than she makes it, or he makes it, easy to learn. That's so important. That's what it's all about.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, one and no break. Each day, teachers come to school ready to tackle a job that is critically important, extraordinarily complex, often joyful, and at times heartbreaking. In essence, teachers help others become their best selves, and I can think of no more important work. To that end, the Manasquan Board of Education wants to congratulate Manasquan Elementary School's Teacher of the Month, Christine Pierce, selected by the Pierce.
Thank you.
I'd like to read the plaque that the girls are going to receive. Manasquan Girls Basketball 2021-2022, a nice picture of the team on the front. Overall Group 2 state champions, Central Jersey Group 2 sectional champions, C North divisional champions, Shore Conference tournament finalists, and tournament of champions semifinalists. With this, the Manasquan Board of Education wants to congratulate the 2021-2022 Manasquan Girls Basketball team. And can I have Coach Lisa Kukoda come up first? Our coaching staff, if you please come forward, consisted of Joe Roman, Bill Shaughnessy, Rich Kerr, and Kara Holman.
For all of your support throughout the season, and especially for recognizing our team tonight. I think this year was just a great year all around. It's a wonderful group of girls, both on the court and off the court. And I think in talking to people around the school and in the community, they're just really good girls. And that makes our job a whole lot easier. So. I'm just, very thankful for all of the support. I think even more so this year than in years past, the joint success of the Boys and Girls program this year and the support of each other was so enjoyable, and to see the way that they interacted with each other and kind of embraced each other's success this year was just a pleasure to see. So thank you for recognition, for the constant support. We are very, very lucky to be in the school this year.
So we'll ask you, can we recognize you when you get your plaque? Can you stand up here so we can get a picture of you? And I'm going to ask the, maybe we could send that picture to the co-star and maybe get it in there. Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan High School girls basketball players Margaret Pyle. Margaret?
Thank you.
Smile. Willie?
Hey,
Michelle. Kenneth Carlson. Dorothy Lafredo. Grace Flo.
I'm sorry, not May 4th, May 10th. Oh no, it is May 4th. Okay, yeah. It happens to me all the time.
Before you leave, there's going to be a 5-minute break, and I'd like you guys to make sure there's no cupcakes remaining. Savannah Salon Board of Education, let's congratulate boys basketball team 2021-2022. And each boy will receive a plaque with a picture on it, coach picked out, reading record 25-6, division champions, Europe Conference Tournament Finals, Central Jersey Group 3 champions. And both the boys and the girls did receive from the state of New Jersey, the Senate and General Assembly, a resolution focusing on their accomplishments for the year, which is really nice to frame, and they will all receive that. So with that, I would like Andrew Bilodeau to come forward first, please. And then Coach will have the first.
echo Lisa's thoughts, much appreciate all the support and the efforts that go into everything that happens here behind the scenes from you guys from the administration board of ed. Very much appreciated. Unlike our banquet, we will not have the seniors speak today, so you guys can take a breath, but very much appreciated. Thank you so much to the board of ed.
You're welcome. And then, Matt from the Board of Education, congratulate the boys by calling them up. Darius Adamall. Darius? Luke Denny. Luke?
Principals from the lower elementary school, Ms. Pillay.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. So we started off just this past week with the pre-K Mother's Day Tea. It was a really nice event where the pre-K students prepared some crafts for their mothers and celebrated them. And they engaged in little activities at the table as well. It's always a nice treat. And it, you know, this year was no exception. It was a really nice event. Then our grade two just went on the field trip to Alaric Farm, where they were able to feed the animals and go on a hayride, plant flowers and vegetables, and explore the farm and the chicken coop, which was their favorite. It was a really nice day, and the kids you know, behaved very well and enjoyed the experience for sure. Then our kindergarten field trip, this was in alignment with Literacy Week, which we're preparing for on the 18th. We had them walk to the public library, where they were given a presentation by Miss Katie Conti, and just kind of the overview of how the library works and how to take care of books. And then she read them also a story about the library as well. And we also had it coordinated where the students all now have library cards, so they are all able to go to Manasquan Public Library and take out a book, which was a great thing to do. And then we also have Ms. Katie Conti coming back to Manasquan Elementary just to kind of give the same overview to the grades 1 through 3 students. So that'll be a nice opportunity for them to kind of understand the library and ask questions. And she'll also take them through the summer reading program. This month is Mental Health Awareness, and this week we kind of focused on a couple of activities. Today we wore green to support mental health awareness, and Ms. Harmony is working on a new project with the peer leaders with grades 3 and 4. It's called the Garden of Kindness, and the students are basically going to work together to put a school-wide display in our mindfulness garden to just demonstrate kindness and kind of collaborate and work together, you know, to show their commitment to kindness. Ms. Harmony is also going into the classrooms and doing lessons on empathy. She just read the book, I Am Human, Book of Empathy by Suzanne Verdi. And it's actually a really nice book. If you have a young child at home, I highly recommend it. And it was just basically that we are human, we make mistakes. How do we recover from those mistakes? And you know, sometimes we make poor choices, but we have a power to fix those with kindness and empathy and understanding each other. So it's been a great month.
Well, I want to thank you for that. I think that starting our youngsters out early, focusing on those two character traits of kindness and empathy, goes a long way, and goes a long way for where we want to be. When they especially get to those challenging years, when adolescence creeps in, and from puberty, and so Ms. Harmony is doing a great job with that.
Yes, she is.
Are we still focusing on our three-legged cat?
Frank the kindness cat, yes, he is definitely focused. The kids always ask how he's doing. The kids are very, very, you know, into how he's doing every day. But yes, yeah, she uses him as a focus a lot of times for her small groups and her lunch bunches and things like that.
Has she ever brought the three-legged cat in?
She has not. She has not.
See, I don't know if we can do that. So,
yeah,
because of allergies. But we could actually take the pictures, because we probably have to take the three-legged cat in the cage. It really wouldn't look good.
Right.
So, but I digress. Wouldn't be. That's not too kind, Joe, putting the cat in the cage.
No.
Okay, but thank you. Seriously. Ms. Manette.
Good evening, everyone. So this is a very busy time of year at Manasquan Elementary School, particularly in the upper grades. We just had a really beautiful junior and senior choir concert. Ms. Gordon did a lovely job directing our junior and senior choir. What we really especially loved about the performance of Leoni this year is that we had talked with Ms. Gordon about really showcasing some of the skills that the children are learning and really using their vocal talent in a number of ways. So we did get the chance to see them do some really interesting music as a result. We are also in the middle of our NJSLA testing, which has been going very, very smoothly. The kids they're coming, going to their assigned locations, completing their tests without incident. You know, it's interesting always to hear them talk after the test, like, you know, oh, it was harder. Oh, I did this, you know, but they're really excited to be showing what they can do on the test. So that's been going really, really well. Tomorrow evening, we have our 5th to 6th grade transition meeting. It is a virtual meeting on Teams for any 5th grade parent whose child is going to be starting 6th grade next year. It's a big transition as children start switching classes. So we're going to talk a little bit about how parents can support that transition with their children. So Mr. Sinelli and teams of teachers from our 5th and our 6th grade are participating in that event tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So that link was sent out to all our current 5th grade parents so they can log in tomorrow night. Our 8th grade trip is this coming Thursday. We have great weather slated for Philadelphia, so that will be going off. We'll be leaving very early on Thursday morning and getting back late on Thursday night. The kids are very, very excited about the trip. On the 18th, we have our family literacy night. So during the day, Harry Harvey's gonna be doing some great presentations with our kids. At night, we have the Scholastic Book Fair. We have Booktown coming to sell adult books. We have The library is going to be represented. We're going to be giving away a whole bunch of books to kids. It's going to be a great night, so hopefully everybody will come out and enjoy our celebration of family literacy. And then our National Junior Honor Society induction is on April 25th. It's going to be at 7 o'clock. We last year started doing it here in the high school auditorium, which was really beautiful. It makes it a nice, intimate environment for that induction ceremony, so we'll be doing that then.
I want to thank you for putting At Literacy Night together. I'm really looking forward to that as a springboard to what we could do next year.
Absolutely.
And especially with our new language arts literacy curriculum coming in and all the different things that we're doing, I think it's going to be a fabulous night. And we're actually focusing on a homegrown author, which is nice, Harry Garvey.
Great. We've purchased quite a number of his books for our students to be reading it. It's nice at lunch. I see a lot of our eighth graders are reading Harry's book and talking about it. So that's been great.
And I do want to just mention to the board that we do have an eighth grade trip coming up on Thursday. And as of we speak, Jesse, please correct me if I'm wrong. We have 7 eighth graders who have COVID.
4.
I thought we got 7.
There's 7 total cases reported today,
right.
Not all eighth graders.
Okay.
4.
So we have only 4?
4.
Okay, I'm remiss. But I wanted the board to know that. My feelings is this, after discussing it with my 3 principals and my directors, that the trip's 2 days away. We're going to have the trip. I feel bad for any child who can't make the trip, but the trip has been set, and we have 71 of our students this year in eighth grade. So instead of postponing the trip, and we did think about this, so that all the students can be engaged, I don't know what the future is going to bring, as Mr. Goodall so astutely said today, and we could have 10 students at that time who can't make it. So. Just so you know, my decision was to move forward with the trip. We've done a lot of work with the trip, and it was awful difficult. I want to compliment Megan and everything she's done to coordinate the trip with the buses and the tour company and to take the tour through the city and go to the zoo and all those other things. So we will be happy. Okay?
It's
going to
be a great trip. We are obviously very sad that anyone, you know, might not be able to join us on the trip.
And we should have good weather. Should be nice.
It's looking good.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Thank you.
No problem. So we also I just wanted to run through a couple more end of the year activities coming up. The bulleted list on the left-hand side is everything in May. That's sort of relevant to middle school, and on the right-hand side, things that are more relevant in June. So we have our band concert coming up, April 19th. We have our LEAD program, which happens in fifth grade. It's a collaboration with the Manasquan Police Department. That's coming up April 24th. We have our art show coming up April 24th, also in the evening. Again, I already talked to you about the induction. We have athletic awards on May 26th, and I just spoke with Chief Bauer today from the Manasquan Police Department. We have had a shared interest in getting a bike safety program in place for our students. So they're coming in on May 31st, and they're going to come into the PE classes for 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and they're going to do a real full bike safety presentation about the laws, the expectations for kids on bikes, being a good member of your community when you're out there on your bikes. I know that's something that's important to the community. It's important to us at the school, so we're happy to collaborate with the Manasquan Police Department to make sure that that can happen so all of our students hear the same message. Field days are happening in June. We have the faculty versus student basketball game that's happening. Academic awards are on June 9th. We have our beach walk coming up, our traditional beach walk, May 16th. Our eighth grade dance is on the 17th, and then graduation is coming up. It's hard to believe that all of these things are happening so quickly. It's a lot to plan, a lot to do, but the kids are excited and celebrate.
Okay.
Eighth grade graduation May 20th or June 20th?
June, I'm sorry, that's June. Those should say 6th.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I just thought it was awful.
Yeah.
I thought it was early. I wasn't
pointing
out.
Thank you for pointing that out. Nope, those are June 20th.
Okay.
Yeah, let's keep them in an extra month.
Yeah. Oh, I thought I was going to. Absolutely. No, June 20th, and the dance is June 17th, and the beach walk is June 16th. Those should all be June dates.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And just a real quick, the dance Friday night, it was great to hear the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade dance. It's rare to see a group of boys come out of a dance
smiling
and thinking it was a lot of fun. I was shocked, I'm not gonna lie.
Uh-huh.
But to hear their stories, and a huge shout out to your administration, Ms. Panetta, you know, when you hear boys say, well, I saw Mr. Reed start to dance, so I figured I could go dance then. That's really a great, great thing. When chaperones, you know, yeah. kind of see that it might be a little awkward and they right. kind of make it fun for the kids. So just a big thank you.
Of course. And once they got started, they didn't stop. So somebody just had to, you know, we had to just break through the awkwardness at the beginning.
Get the reel going, yes.
Yeah, but they danced. They had such a wonderful time, and it was really great to watch them enjoying themselves.
It was just great to hear.
Great.
So thank you.
Appreciate that.
Good. Thank you, Megan. Mr. Goodall.
Thank you, Dr. Cajun. In support of many of the programs here, we're always trying to secure money for our programs in terms of grants. I want to thank Amy Edwards for all the effort as the coordinator of the Academy of Engineering. She wrote a grant to Project Lead the Way, as we're a startup school, and she secured $14,000 for professional development for our teachers. Each time you add a course, the teacher has to be trained in that course prior to teaching, and it's a cost of roughly $2,500 per session. So that was a substantial windfall that we got, and thanks to Amy Edwards and all of her hard work. So we'll apply that right away. If you could believe this, we got a third scholarship winner from the Spring Lake Golf Club. Merritt Martin got a full scholarship to Notre Dame.
Wow.
$72,500 a year.
A year?
A year.
I just didn't think I heard you right.
And she told me, she won't mind, she told me this is the second family member. Her brother went to CBA, also got that 3 years ago. She goes to Notre Dame as well.
Wow.
If you saw the Coast Star the other day, there was an article about how our 10th grade sophomore students, with the help of Mrs. Kenny, Mrs. Rudder, and Pastor Joe, went through a mental health crisis, first aid training to recognize when your fellow classmates or friends may need trouble. So they went, all of our 10th graders went through this training, and that's a photo in our Jim, and somewhere in there, Pastor Joe was being surrounded by all the students. So it was a great program. Thank you to Mrs. Rudder, Pastor Joe, and Mrs. Kenny, bringing that, you know, to our high school.
Did we have teachers going through that program as well?
Teachers and the teachers of health.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Good.
And a great day we had on May 4th. We recognized all of our Division III student athletes who are going to Division III schools, and will follow up after their careers here at Manasquan, will be playing their sport. And we had, it was tennis, basketball, lacrosse, and baseball, and wrestling. So, you know, across the board here at Manasquan, we're going to continue playing great for them. And you could tell by all the t-shirts, they're going to some great schools. So congratulations to them. They had their day. And just like the elementary school, we have our end of year calendar events, a lot going on. We were planning our baccalaureate dinner this morning, which is the 16th of June. But first up is the spring concert tomorrow at 7, band concert, and then Thursday is the Academy of Finance graduation this week. So a lot going on at the high school as we approach the finality of graduation.
Good. Thank you. If you guys could get me those dates so I have them all, we'll get them to Joanne. So we have them. Any questions?
More?
Good. Okay. That concludes our principal presentations. And now for our directors, that's a director tonight.
I got stood up.
Well, you got the middle seat anyway.
So just to kind of reiterate and touch on some of the things that the principals talked about, we have a lot of great things going on in our classrooms. Just today, and I wanted to share this with the board, Gabby Galizio, one of our English teachers at the high school, along with other members of the English department, and Margaret Pollock, our supervisor, organized a virtual speaker presentation with a Holocaust survivor. The name of the person that presented virtually, name was Hannah Weschler. And Hannah Weschler was born in Poland, and after deportation to the Krakow ghetto, her family escaped to Hungary, and her family spent time in Auschwitz. So we had some English classes come down, some freshman classes. They had just finished the Book Thief, which is set in Germany during the Holocaust. And so the English 1 and English 1 honors and some other classes came down to participate in interactive Q&A with Ms. Weschler, and it's, you know, from what they discussed in terms of planning this, it was an event that took again a lot of planning, but you know, in the spirit of diversity, in the spirit of inclusion, this was an important lesson. So I wanted to you know, just tell you all about that, and we're going to follow up with our teachers again tomorrow. But a really cool thing for our kids. Going further, we also had, as Ms. Mehta said, we did 2 drama productions here in the district, and both the presentations were great. One of the things that we were able to do was the Count Basie, there's a group from Count Basie that comes down from the theater and evaluates high school plays, and the group came down and sat in and watched one of the presentations in Greece, and that they sent us their evaluation, and I won't read through all of it with you, but it basically breaks everything down and gives an evaluation on everything from set construction to choreography to direction. The overall comments were from the group was a really fun production for the audience and the performers. It was obvious that you've created a dedicated, enthusiastic, and very large ensemble of players. Kudos to all. So everything that was rated, again, going down, goes from you know, needs improvement to excellent. Everything that they evaluated us on was from good to excellent. So it was really a credit to the people that we have, you know, putting that play together, Maddie Schill and Melissa Galano, Brianna Badami. But you know, thanks for, you know, the support of all the administration and the board, and just putting together, you know, they were able to put together a great, you know, a great show, and it's nice to be recognized from a group like that.
If you could, Rick, just read the category and read the score. I don't think that you don't have that handout. I don't think I put it in the Friday packet. So if you could just read like what it was and what they were scored at, I think it's sort of neat.
Do you want to go through all the?
Yeah, just a couple minutes. I mean,
okay,
just the first sentence, what it was. Don't read what they said.
Okay. So the evaluators score for. The overall score of the production was for direction was very good to excellent. The evaluator's score set design was very good. Evaluator's overall comment for costume was very good to excellent. Lighting was good to very good. Choreography was good to very good. And musical direction, good to very good. One of the things they talked a little bit about was the sound, that they said that the sound, you know, could have been better to lend to the performance, and that's something that we talked about a little bit. But overall, you know, all the categories, and as it goes to the individual actors and actresses, everyone was ranked as either excellent or very good, from the lead players to the supporting cast and everything else. So it was a very, very positive review. It was the first time the group has come down to evaluate us, and you know, I know everyone was thrilled with that. So I can make this available to the group.
No, I think that's sufficient. If any board member would like it, just give me a holler and I'll get it to you. Thank you.
Yeah. And just a couple other things as we get to the end of the year. As Mr. Goodall said, you know, putting the dates up for the end of the year for the high school, we do have all our academies have their individual graduation ceremonies where they recognize students that have gone through the academy and that have completed internships or done specific performances. And one of the highlights that I talked about a couple months ago is all of our academies are starting their own halls of fame this year. So we had all met, and at these graduations, they've already, you know, gone through criteria, established criteria, and they really touched on recent graduates that are either working in the field related to the academy or are at school studying and going through, you know, their process to you know, to continue their careers. And so at every graduation, all of the academy coordinators will be recognizing those people that are going to be, those alumni that are inducted. So just another way that we reach out to our very successful alums and bring them back and kind of celebrate what we're doing here. And I know at least it with the Academy of Finance, I believe on Thursday, that we will have that Hall of Fame inductee in attendance and possibly speaking on the follow-up with John Driscoll.
Okay, now to that point, what are we going to do with those? I mean, that's a rhetorical question. In my mind, I see us, we have certain parts of the school where we have our academies located. Mm-hmm. And I could see us, especially for the Fine and Performing Arts is a nice spot. And so does the Finance Academy has a nice spot. Yeah. I mean, dedicating a space to either put a plaque up, a picture up, or even mirror what they did in the Hall of Fame for the athletics.
That's a conversation we're going to have with the, you know, with the coordinators and with Rob.
But I just want to make sure that it's the same. We do the same thing for everyone, mm-hmm. and it's you know, it's an honor. So it'd be one or two people per year mm-hmm. for the space. Yeah.
It's going to be a good addition to our graduation ceremonies too.
Yeah.
Just a couple other things very quickly. So this is the time. This is the time where our students are taking the advanced placement tests. Again, our teachers done a great job with professional development. We have 348 students taking 712 tests over the two-week period. So, you know, we've heard a lot of kids. We always ask the students as they come out, how'd you do? How was it? And we've been getting some positive feedback. And, you know, Mr. Goodall and Ms. Kenny had a rally for the students. They could see them wearing their T-shirts. So, you know, it's part of the culture that we want to succeed and we want to celebrate academic excellence. And we're very, very positive about what's going on this year so far. And I credit Ms. Kenny and Mr. Goodall and our teachers for preparing our students for that. And finally, as we get into the summer, we're preparing for summer curriculum writing. We're also preparing to offer summer professional development at the high school and the elementary school. We're finalizing those plans. And just getting ready to celebrate the end of the year and get back to work in the summer.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That concludes our presentation for this evening.
Public forum on agenda items. Time may be allotted for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. In order to ensure all members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly opportunity to do so, the board may not answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard? Seeing no one, would anyone like to be heard on issues not on this agenda? Seeing no one, we'll move to the discussion items.
Thank you. In regards to education, curriculum, and technology, as you just heard, we had our AP testing this week. We've had 348 students taking 712 tests. And with that point, I want to thank the Board of Education for continuing the practice of paying for the AP test. However, what I would like to see happen is if we could create a policy or in the policy that we have that the acceptance that the parents sign, because I know Mr. Goodall has a letter that he sends out to the parents, that we include in that if any child disrupts the learning or leaves. We had two students leave the psychology test this year before it ended, and thankfully that was handled extremely well, and it didn't impact the rest of the students who took the test. They left at a break. I'd like to see if any situations occur like that, that the parents reimburse us for the test. I think that's only fair. So I'll speak to the director of curriculum instruction. I'll speak to the principal of the building. We'll craft something. I'll send it out to you in a Friday packet, and that will be for next year. It's only fair, because they could have impacted the rest of the students taking that psychology test, and they didn't. So I think that's something. As you heard, we had the New Jersey Student Learning Assessment going on as well in grades 3 to 11, although the 11th grade takes science, and it's not in 10th or 12th grades. But I want to compliment my building principals for the atmosphere that they've set in those buildings. And Jesse visits every day and goes and sees how the testing, comes back and tells me. I've taken several walks through the building when testing's going on. It's very quiet. I mean, I really think both the elementary school and the middle school are really quiet during the day in the hallways. I mean, I've been there more frequently now than before just to see what's going on. And I want to compliment you for that. It's been a nice testing environment that you've set there. And to that point, I think we're really going to be successful this year. So in regards to curriculum and technology and education in the discussion, the testing is going on, and it's going on in a positive way. If anybody has any questions about that, it seems to be this time of year is when testing takes place throughout the state. And you really have to set the platform for a very positive and effective testing environment. And Mr. Goodall has focused on AP testing as an event. And it's, I think it's a good thing. A lot of times we discuss that, should we make education an event? In this case, I think it's going to benefit us by making that an event. So students champion and do well for the school district. So I think there's some ownership here with that. Personnel we'll discuss in our executive session. Policies and regulations, use of school facilities and fields. Pete, is there any update to that?
No, that's the second reading of the policy introduced last meeting, which really just sets the rates for the facilities in the field that are included in the field test. So three separate facilities, the wrestling room, the weightlifting room, and the field itself. Those rates are now established in that policy, as well as a rate for an AV technician to be used for any of our facilities. And some will be granted to waive or reduce fees.
To that point, I'd like to focus on the report that Rick gave regarding our auditorium. You know, we've been upgrading our auditorium. We've painted it. We put new carpets in it. We've done the stage. And we have the foundation now. We're working diligently to raise money for lights and a sound system. But I think from the scores we just got, really, I think all we really need is a sound system. So we will reach out to them and see where they are with that. And I think as soon as that occurs, we'll be ready to go with fine performances. And if we can accomplish that, getting a sound system, or it's too expensive, I would suggest that we look at setting some money aside in the budget and seeing how much it would cost for an outside agency to come in when we have our presentations there and set up the lights and the sound for us. Before we commit to that, I want to see how much that would cost. I mean, that might even be less than putting in a state-of-the-art sound system in there. So it's just something I want to look at. You know, I want it more now than have to wait for it, I guess. So if we could do that, I think that would benefit us. And also, I want to thank Pete for removing that huge piece of apparatus. Oh, it's not gone yet. That he's going to talk about on the government deals. Pete?
Yeah, sure. So you'll see in superintendent's report the bullet for gov deals. I want to talk a little bit about this. This is a new program that we're going to do in the business office. It's reflected in resolution number 33 of tonight's agenda, and hopefully will be in future agendas as well as the need arises. So just for a little background, most of you are probably familiar with the bid thresholds and the bidding process for when we are purchasing something, when we're going out to bid for construction or something like that, where if we exceed a certain threshold, we have to give everyone a fair chance to bid on it, and we have to go with the most responsive bidder, or the lowest responsive bidder. The same rules and same thresholds apply for when we're trying to sell something. It's less commonly used, but if we're trying to get rid of something of value that is above those thresholds, we have to have the same, a very similar process where it's advertised, it's put out to bid, and anyone who's interested can put in a bid, and the highest bidder in that case would be awarded the piece of equipment or whatever's being sold. So what GovDeals does is really just make sure that we're compliant, school districts in general are compliant with both the advertising requirements as well as the access to bidding requirements for pieces of equipment or lots of equipment that may exceed those thresholds. It's been successfully used in a number of districts across New Jersey. This is the first time, to my knowledge, that we're using it in Manasquan. But it's a nice, clean, easy way to give access to equipment that we're trying to get rid of. And, you know, a lot of benefits there. One is that we get rid of equipment we no longer need. Two is hopefully it gets used by someone who does need it. Usually these purchases are intergovernmental. So, you know, another needy organization would be able to use it. And a little revenue stream as well. So specifically tonight, what you'll be voting on is the sale of a Lennox air conditioning packaged rooftop unit with Humiditrol. The genesis of this actually was from the science lab renovation. The Kappa, the contractor who was doing that, ordered this in error. It was the wrong unit. It didn't fit with the system we were installing there. Basically didn't have use for it at that point and donated it to the district. So at the time, you guys voted to accept the donation of this item, with the idea being possibly down the road it would be able to be retrofitted or used on one of our projects, probably at the time knowing that we were going to be doing an HVAC project shortly. Unfortunately, as that project was designed and as the architects and engineers looked at what our needs were, that unit just wasn't going to cut it. So now it is in the elementary parking lot, where it has been since it was delivered here a couple years ago. So this will be our first stab at using GovDeals. We'll put it up there at a starting bid of $1,000. And like I said, anyone who is responsive and eligible can bid on it. That includes, you know, private citizens. So if you're interested in a Lennox air conditioning rooftop unit, feel free to take a look at it. It's sold as is. All the fees for using GovDeals are paid for by the bidder themselves. So it costs us nothing. They pay an extra couple points on whatever they bid or whatever the award is. To cover the cost of that. So it's a pretty good program. Just looking down the road, again, this is the first time we're doing it. Should it be successful? We have a lot of the older weightlifting equipment that's obviously going to become less useful once the field house is open. That's an example of something that might go on there. As computers or technology become obsolete, that's something that might go on there. Furniture in the district, things like that, you know, start to put on and get rid of as needed. Any questions about that? It's kind of an interesting website. You can go on and buy like a fire truck if you want. You can go on, there's all sorts of stuff on there, like 200 Chromebooks.
Probably are school buses, but they probably have high mileage. And
yeah.
No driver doesn't come with it.
Yeah,
that's the problem. So that's GovDeals. And just a quick update on the field house. We did receive two steel deliveries over the past week. We received one on Friday and one this morning. Steel, I mean the metal paneling for the exterior walls of the building. They also started to do some erection of the steel fascia around the higher portion of the building, and they're just completing that grid work, that lower gauge steel framing that eventually the metal panels will be adhered to. So if you've driven by, you've seen they've been on site and working pretty regularly up on lifts installing that system. It's only been 2 weeks since we last, so there's not too much more information to give you on that. But any questions about that?
Yeah, Pete. I'm sorry. Is there a revised estimated completion date?
Yes, it's late July. It's July 21st for turnkey completion with a substantial completion date of early July, July 5th.
All right, thank you.
What happens if they don't get ready by that date?
You know, a couple things. Right now, they are past the contractual deadline. It was April 19th, so. You know, at that point, it becomes liquidated damages getting assessed for each day that they're late based on our contract language. That's a percentage of the outstanding contract left, and, you know, the same thing happens then. That's when they're telling us they're going to be done by right now, but it's this kind of works the same. They're already past the date that contractually they were allowed to have, which was April 19th. So.
Any other questions?
Yep.
Okay, that concludes our... We did all. Can I go to the superintendent's report?
Yes.
Superintendent's report regarding enrollment, 1,501 as we speak, 984 in the high school, inclusive of part-time students. Elementary school, 517. In regards to our fire drills and bus evacuations at the high school, we had a fire drill and a lockdown drill in April. in the CLI building. We also had this at the same date, the same time. We had the fire drill and lockdown drill because it is on campus, elementary school. Had a fire drill on April 12th and a shelter in place, which is a security drill on April 27th. So we've met the state requirements for our drills. Regarding harassment, intimidation, bullying in the high school, there was no report for the month. In the elementary school, no report for the month. Any questions about that at all? Now, I'd like to hear from our assistant superintendent, Mr. Place.
Sure, thank you. Just one brief informational item tonight. From the technology side of the house, you'll recall about 2 years ago, we adopted an online payment processing system called PaySchools to allow parents to pay fines, tech use fees, things like that, you know, and it works with our student information system, so those, you know, coordinated together, it could work well. At the time, the one thing it did not work with, and today it still does not work with, is our cafeteria system as far as like allowing parents to put money on their child's cafeteria accounts. So, in the interest of getting all this into one system and reducing friction for parents, working with the school and with our online systems, and it just so happened we're also, at the same time, looking to replace and upgrade some of our point-of-sale equipment in the cafeteria. With Dr. Crowley's assistance, with our assistance of our cafeteria vendor, we're going to be merging those systems into PaySchools. So starting for next year, the My School Bucks part of the cafeteria will be no more, and then everything can kind of be done under the PaySchools umbrella. So that should make a better experience for parents, make it easier, all in one place, and just overall, you know, consolidate some of those systems we still have kind of hanging out there that we're trying to consolidate and make easier for everybody. Right. So, as from a parent's perspective, the most that would have to happen is, you know, you're kind of letting the My School Bucks account go, and you'd be signing up for a PaySchools account if you don't already have one. And of course, any balance that you already had in the cafeteria account would just be transferred over. You know, there's no loss. So.
Okay. Thank you. And before we conclude the superintendent's report, I just want to let you know that today we did have a baccalaureate meeting with the ministers. And on Thursday, June 16th, we're going to have our baccalaureate. And we'll have, at 6 o'clock, we'll have dinner. I believe it's prime rib, as it is every year, and you're more than welcome to come. And then we have the ceremony. Maddie Schill was there at the meeting today. And she's very excited about having more student representatives this year and the chorus singing, and there'll be at least four songs that either the choir or a representative from the choir actively gets engaged in singing. So I was pretty happy about that, and I just want to let you know that that is happening again this year. And that concludes the superintendent's report.
Can I have a motion to approve and accept the superintendent's report? Mrs. Bissell, Mr. Burns.
Mrs. Bissell?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Abstain.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Kara?
Does anyone need anything separated out from the Manasquan general items numbers 15 through 21? Can I have a motion for numbers 15 through 21? Mr. Catani? Mr. Lofredo?
Mrs. Bissell?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Carrie?
Does anyone need anything separated out from the Manasquan Sending District's general items number 22? Number 40. I have a motion for items number 22 through number 40. Mr. Catani, Mrs. Bissell?
Mrs. Bissell?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Carrie?
Does anyone have any old or new business they'd like to address?
Dr. Cajun, what about honoring the CERT team? They had asked a couple months ago.
Yeah, they're June.
Oh, they're coming in June?
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know what? Let me back up on that. I had invited them in June, And I think that they're in San Diego, so they're going to have to come in July. But I'm waiting to hear back from them. I know this, that they're supposed to be there. They haven't told me yet that they can't come, but they can't be in both places. So they're going to have to come in July. But what we, yeah.
Got it, thanks.
Every board member should have received an email regarding the superintendent's evaluation. If you can just fill that out and return it as soon as possible, that would be great. Can I have a motion to adjourn to executive session? Mr. Catani? Mr. Burns?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Sure.
I have a motion to reconvene. Mr. LaFaro, Mr. Johnson?
I'm sorry, who was second?
Mr. Johnson?
All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Holderman? Mrs. Bissau?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Here.
Mrs. Herbert? Mr. Hovater? Mr. Johnson?
Yeah.
Mr. Libretto?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mrs. Pollock?
Here.
Mr. Serino? Mr. Vitale?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Can I have a motion for the Manasquan personnel item number 44? Mr. Catani, Mrs. Bissau?
Mrs. Bissau?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Libretto?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Carrie?
Can I have a motion for the Manasquan Sending District's personnel item number 45? Mr. Vitale, Mr. Libretto?
Mrs. Bissau?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Libretto?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Carrie?
Can I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Burns, Mr. Catani?
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Joe, thanks for being